born, they're made. It's a process that you've already begun doing simply by listening to this audio program. So, stop for a moment and vividly imagine now how your life would be if you were already naturally confident, at ease with yourself, and whatever's going on around you. How would your posture be? How would your voice sound? What kinds of things would you be saying to yourself? What would you picture in your mind? Take a moment to really think about it. Confidence is much more than just a positive feeling in your body. It's an attitude and approach to life that leads to success, motivation, and new possibilities. Wouldn't it be great instead to automatically go into your most confident and resourceful emotional states whenever you needed to? Imagine being able to step in front of a group on a stage and feel even more confident than you did when you were sitting on the sidelines. Or finding yourself becoming noticeably more confident with each step that you take as you approach an attractive person to ask them out on a date. If this sounds impossible to you, or even too good to be true, you're in for a pleasant surprise. You're already an expert in the skills you'll be using to develop the confidence habit. Remember, our core principle is this: what you practice, you become. Some people have practiced going into an unresourceful state before giving a presentation or asking someone out on a date so many times that they now automatically feel scared when they come to do it. They may have even begun to think of themselves as extremely unconfident people. In contrast, high achievers have often been faced with situations that involve risk and uncertainty. Because they've practiced putting themselves into resourceful states and taking action, embracing risk and uncertainty in difficult situations has become their habit. They've become completely comfortable in their own skin. And you can too. The first secret of naturally confident people is that they talk to themselves in positive, self-empowering ways. After watching my stage shows, people often tell me that they're amazed at the powerful effect of the hypnotic suggestions I make during the show. What they don't realize is that they're making equally powerful suggestions to themselves all day long. For example, when you're about to try something for the first time, do you tell yourself, "I bet this is gonna be fun," or do you say things like, "Can't do this," or "Who do you think you are?" Or even, "Might as well not even try. Things never work out for me anyway." Well, we all need an internal voice to help us navigate ourselves through the world. It's useful to be able to say things to ourselves like, "Oh, must remember to call Frank," or "Like the look of her," or "Get out of the way, car coming." However, far too often we use the power of self-talk to limit us by talking ourselves out of doing something before we've even tried. Most people are continually giving themselves suggestions for bad feelings, inaction, and lack of confidence, and then wonder why they feel so bad. Imagine you had someone living in your home who continually pointed out everything that they thought was wrong with you and your life in a really annoying tone of voice. How long would it take for you to want to kick that person out of your house and out of your life? Well, your mind is one place where you have complete dominion. And if the voice living in your head isn't supporting you, it's time to replace it with one that does. Because, like it or not, the results you're getting in your life have everything to do with what that voice keeps telling you. As an experiment, listen to your internal voice over the course of today and notice the number of negative suggestions you're giving yourself. You may even want to write them down so you can get them out of your head and see them for what they are. In fact, for the next week, whenever you catch yourself saying something negative about yourself in your mind, I want you to do this. Stop it. Now, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that you go around pretending that you're perfect. I'm just saying that when you speak to yourself inside your mind in a more positive manner, you'll get more positive results. What you feed gets stronger. And as you stop criticizing yourself and